This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. And I just want to let you know that tomorrow Kyle will be with us. And we'll probably be talking about anarchy. Part one was with Gwyneth. Part two was with Kyle. And we're going to do another part about anarchy and some things that you might want to know. Also, I've got a tip on how to remove a absolutely, positively stuck bolt where the head breaks off. What do you do? You try vice grips, that doesn't work. What do you do? Well, I've got an answer. And it happened to us yesterday. It was a showstopper. And I just want to give credit where credit is due. So, where do you buy bolts, nuts and bolts? Well, you buy them from the hardware department at the big box stores, right? And where are they made? Well, they're made in China. I absolutely, positively believe that the steel that's used does not meet the standards of which it's claimed to meet. I believe that it is substandard and weaker. Those are my beliefs, based on my experience over the last 10 years. And what I've noticed is yesterday we were baling hay, and there's one really hard bolt that we replaced a shoe on a hay mower. Hay mower has these skid shoes. Ours has seven of them, and they glide across the ground, and they're held on by one bolt, a really hard bolt. We've never seen one of these break in all the years we've been mowing hay, like 25. So we replaced the shoe, a bunch of shoes, on a hay mower, and we only replace them when they're needed. And these are like when you have a leather pair of shoes resoled with leather soles. It's kind of like that. And there's one bolt that holds this thing on, and it's a real tough bolt. Well, it just sheared in half yesterday. Never happened before. A new bolt, a new made-in-China bolt sheared, caused an unbelievable amount of damage to the hay mower when this thing came off. And when it broke, we couldn't get it out. And I'll tell you how we did it. And these are some things that are not taught in school. And you may find this as a very useful tip. And we'll talk about it with Kyle, who is our mechanic, tomorrow. So, anarchy and one of the lessons from 5 Minute University on how to remove a stuck bolt. Gwyneth, the royal family has a job called a swan upper. S-W-A-N space U-P-P-E-R. There are a bunch of them. And these guys wear white pants, red shirts, and they are part of the royal servant squad. And so if you spot a swan in England, and it's not owned by anyone, the crown maintains that it has the right to claim ownership of any unmarked swan swimming in open waters. So these swan uppers check to make sure that the swans are healthy and they release them. That's just one of the many jobs that reports to the queen. Also, the Grand Carver, C-A-R-V-E-R, of England. Now, if you were going to dine with in royalty, you would have your meal cut by the meat would be cut in a uniform thickness while it's still hot by the Grand Carver. Now, you just can't apply for this job. you have to be part of the bloodline to let you apply for this job. And it's a highly skilled job where you would be cutting meat at a uniform thickness while it's hot. Yep. And there's a clock winder, a royal clock winder. It's kind of unbelievable. Now, there's a surveyor of the Queen's pictures and the surveyor of the Queen's stamps and Her Majesty's sculptor to go along with the Raven Master, who's in charge of the ravens. And, by the way, the royal family doesn't have to follow all the laws that everyone else does. They can legally break the speed limit. They don't have to have a driver's license. They don't need a passport. They are not required to use a last name. They're exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. They can pretty much get away with murder. And I think they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tend to agree with you there.
And you can't haul royalty into a criminal nor a civil proceeding. You can't take the Queen to court. The Crown is exempt from taxes. Well, naturally, because they're the people that do the taxing. Why would they tax themselves? And why would they be bothered with jury duty? They don't have to serve on juries. And they don't necessarily have to buy a television license like everybody else does. And so if you want to watch over-the-air public television in the United Kingdom, you will have to buy a license to watch television, which costs about £150 a year. Now, you could probably get away with it to some degree, but the fine is £1,000. If you get caught watching TV without a license. No kidding. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, what Prince Charles has in store for the whole world is really, really quite frightening. Shall I go into that now, Vincent? I think that I should.
Yeah, please, what I'm about to say
will absolutely shock the whole class, but I assure you that it's true. And that he has declared that this is what he wants to do in public speeches. That he has said that this is what he wants to do. He has said that the model that he has for agriculture all across his dominion. You know how in America you've got a saying which is 1776 worldwide. Meaning that Americans would absolutely love it if everybody had the First Amendment, Second Amendment, and all the rest of it, you know, all over the world. That's what they want. They want freedom and liberty all over the world. I can tell you what Prince Charles wants. He wants Transylvania worldwide. I'm not even kidding. He wants Transylvania, modern Transylvania, is that one little small corner of the world where people still plow to this day. The average ordinary farmer still plows his field with a horse or an ox or a team of horse or oxen. That is what they do. They, and he regards them as being in harmony with nature. But the truth of it is, the reason why the average Transylvanian farm does not have electricity. They draw water from a well. They live much as they lived 300, 400, 500 years ago. That's how your average Transylvanian farmer lives. And he has no, you know, he's, I don't know if he even owns his own land or if he is a tenant of the local lord. Probably he is a tenant of the local lord. And it's quite jaw-dropping. This is what Prince Charles wants all over the world. This is how he wants farms to operate worldwide. And he, there's a documentary out there on the internet where he said so. He said, you know, he said that he is the descendant of Vlad Dracul, and who is, you know, Count Dracula, the original historical Count Dracula that the Bram Stoker character is based on. But he was a really quite a brutal man. He was called Vlad the Impaler for a very good reason, and he would impale tens of thousands of his enemies. In fact, he would impale the entire populations of cities that he didn't like on stakes, and he would leave them there to be an example for everybody else. That's what Vlad the Impaler did, and nobody historically disputes that. You know, some people regard him as being a hero. I'm sure that there's some people who regard Adolf Hitler as being a hero. In fact, I know that there is, but that doesn't make it so. You know, it's just... The fact is that Prince Charles wants the entire population of the planet, basically, or the English-speaking portion of the planet, the part that he controls, to go back to farming in a he actually calls it the post-industrial world. And he's working with the World Economic Forum to put a post-industrial world in action. And he has enough money and enough power where he is going to do it. When you hear that word, post-industrial world, that's what you need to hear. You need to hear living on a farm without any solar panels, without any electricity whatsoever, drawing water from a well and carrying it in buckets to your house and sitting it in the kitchen. And that is your water for the day. And if you need to plow a paddock, you better have a team of oxen, or you better have a horse that's broken to the plow or whatever. That is what he is planning. That's what he said in a public television documentary, that this is the model that he wants for farming for the world. But there's some problems there, because people don't know how to farm like that anymore. And what he's going to do, what he is doing now, through the influence that he's had, is he's cutting off the resources for industrial farming. That's why, because, you know something, here's another company that the royal family doesn't just get bribes from. They own this company, BP. It stands for British Petroleum, and it's owned by the British royal family. It's their petroleum company. And they have a huge sway over the international oil market. Absolutely enormous. And, you know, and then you get Royal Dutch Shell. And you would probably recognize them more as, you know, normally that these days they don't use the Royal Dutch. They normally just use the Shell with the little Shell logo. That's their cousins over in Holland. That's the Dutch royal family.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely joyful.
All true. And all true.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, when Gwyneth is talking about going backward to the post-industrial world, and we're talking about without electricity, we're talking about without diesel fuels, without diesel engines, without gasoline, without electric cars. We're talking about just the tip of the iceberg for Jackson, Mississippi, where the pumps that are used for purifying the water have failed and they can't fix it. So there's no good drinking water. So people have moved to the city, raised their families, and all of a sudden the water is unsafe. That's what it's going to be like lots of places, except if you add to that what it's really like to be without the machines that we depend on today. For example, have you ever tried to exist without electricity? It is a full-time job just trying to exist. Just trying to exist. In the wintertime, it's just trying to stay warm. It's tough. It is beyond tough. And that was one of the limiting factors of population. The reason we didn't have a lot of people on the planet before the Industrial Revolution was because life was tough. It was really, really hard. You know, taking a bath maybe once every 6 months. Life was tough. And with the modern conveniences we have a population explosion. And now the guys who are running the world are saying, we got too many and we're going to have to kill a whole bunch. And that's what they're doing. It's going to be brutal. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, yes, absolutely true. And the average Joe out there has no idea. They think that because they've got a box of bean can and a cord of wood in their shed, then they're going to be okay. You're not going to be okay. Okay, the truth of it is, you know, the royal family is actually really, really smart because they are the ones who have kept the old traditional farming skills alive on their own estates. They, you know, why is the Queen, I had this in the news on from townhall.com. The Queen is being drawn in her coffin on a gun carriage with a team of horses. Why? Why in the 21st century do we have a Queen being drawn in her funeral procession and a gun carriage, which is being pulled by a team of horses? I'll tell you why. Horses, draft animals, harness, makes them independent to a certain degree from the petrochemical industry. You can get, they still use draft horses for their carriages. They still, you know, could probably use it for their farms. They could take those draft horses and it would take, you know, probably about a week at the most, you know, probably a few days to retrain those royal carriage horses to pull a plough. And they could very easily do that, okay? Because, I mean, one of these royal carriages weighs something like 4 tons, and it's made, you know, I don't know if it's actual solid gold, but it's really, really heavy, and it takes something like 20 horses to pull it. And it's just, but, you know, why do they still have watermen who know how to row in a rowboat? I'll tell you why. Because it makes them independent of the whole fossil fuel thing. Why would they want to be independent of the whole fossil fuel thing? Because they own the whole fossil fuel thing, and they have an intention of pulling it all down. I'll tell you what, Vincent, I can guarantee you that when the time comes, when they say, okay, no more electricity for heating all your houses, everybody, okay, all right. The only people in Britain who still have coppiced woodlands to produce firewood is the royal family. I can guarantee you that they have maintained their coppiced woodlands for producing firewood. And so their houses will be heated. Because they still have fireplaces.
We'll be right back.
My name is
Stephen Cure.
In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888- 988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together, this couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like to peruse some offerings on our books, you can go to 5MinuteUniversity.com, 5-F-I-V-E, MinuteUniversity.com. That's our website. And you will see where you can buy her books. You can click on them. It'll take you right to Amazon, and you can buy her books right there. And, Gwyneth, you're talking about the team of horses that pulled the Queen's coffin. And how it's independent in many ways from electronics, of course, and diesel engines and gasoline engines and so forth. Well, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, after he was assassinated in 1963, there was a team of horses that pulled his coffin to Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. And that used to be the home of Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general. And what the North did was the North started burying the war dead on Robert E. Lee's home, starting closest to his house. That's what the North did to Robert E. Lee. So, a little history about Arlington National Cemetery, where John Fitzgerald Kennedy and many others are buried. But the horse-drawn carriage? Yeah. I remember seeing that on the big screen. No, actually, it was a little screen back then, in 1963. You're absolutely right, Gwyneth. Back to you.
Yeah, I would like to plug something else here. I have recently been able to get my Patreon account up and running. I actually completely forgot I've got a Patreon account. And it had been dormant for quite some time. And maybe, you know, probably at least 2 or 3 years. And I used to produce a newsletter and, you know, have subscribers. And I would send the newsletter out once, what was it, once a week, once a fortnight or whatever. And, you know, that was what I did. But I've still got the Patreon account. I've just gone through and revamped it. I'm not going to produce the newsletter, but if you would like to help to contribute to keeping me going, then you can make you can have a sponsorship of me, okay, of $10 a month, and you can go to Patreon, and actually, if you go to www.patreon.com/ Guinfinelli, EITH, then you will come up with my Patreon page. And what, you know, when I get to 10 sponsors, then I will begin to produce some extra content and I will put in another tier for this extra content. But if there's anybody out there who wants to help support me with monthly contributions, because I can't get work here, because if you want to have employment here in Victoria, you must get the jab. And I'm not going to get the jab. And that's just it. Even if I had a car, which I don't, then I still wouldn't be able to work. And it wouldn't, you know, basically being on unemployment benefits here, they make you look for work. And it would be a fraud for me to be on unemployment benefits knowing that any job that I've got that I would have to, it would require the jab. And I'm not going to do that. So to have this as a career, to have this broadcast as my career, as well as the writing, is something that this would facilitate. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, I just went there, Gwyneth, and I'll put a link on Ron Gibson's BitChute channel, and I'll put it on 5 Minute University as well. And I just went to it for the first time. It's Patreon, patreon.com/Gwyneth, Guineith. And there's a little bit about Gwyneth Isaacs there, and there's a way that you can join and subscribe or be a supporter. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's really tough, Gwyneth. And so let me just ask you this. If you were to take the jab, do you consider it a death sentence?
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because even if it didn't kill me immediately, even if I got saline, it would be a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. And sooner or later, they would require me to get another jab and then another jab, and it would only be a matter of time before there would be something really, really deadly in one of those jabs. And it's killing a lot of people now. But a lot of people, it's not killing a lot of people here in Victoria. But I think, you know, and a lot of people are saying, oh, you said that this would be really deadly. And why do you know anyone who's died of it? And everybody that I know who's got the jab is fine. You know, that's what the feedback that I've been getting. And I've been saying, you silly person, can't you see that this is a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill? That's what it is. In other words, Jim Jones was a cult leader, and he would have meetings with his, you know, fellowship, with his congregation, you know, every day or every week or whenever it was. And every time that they would all meet, he would give them all a drink of Kool-Aid. He would get them used to drinking the Kool-Aid every single day. That's where the saying, drinking the Kool-Aid, came from. He'd give them a drink of Kool-Aid every time that they would all get together for a meeting. It would be a social thing. And then they would just, you know, that they would say their prayer or whatever sentence that they said, and then they would drink the drink all at once. And that went fine, you know. And then one day he decided that he was going to mix some cyanide in with the cordial, in with the Kool-Aid. He didn't tell any of his people that he was doing this, but he'd gotten them all used to drinking the cordial for, you know, month after month after month after month, every single time that they'd all meet, they'd all drink the Kool-Aid together, they'd have their little ceremony, drink the drink, and then one day he put cyanide in it. And they all drank it, and they all died. And it was notorious. And that's what I mean when I say that the jab is a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. Even if you don't die from it immediately, even if you've been sent one of the batches that is saline, and you know that you've had three jabs and they've all been saline, who's to say that the fourth one's going to be saline, or if it's going to be something that will actually genuinely kill you? You can't tell. And it's not worth the risk. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, three members of my family have died from COVID / the jab. A fourth one just died. She was recovering. She was in one of those homes where, you know, they help you recover so you can go home, just ready to go home. Got COVID. I'm sure she was jabbed as well, so I've been there four. We've had some neighbors. We've got one in the hospital right now, a friend of ours who is in the hospital. He got COVID, got the jabs. His health has been declining. Dr. Sheely got shedded. He is having a real tough go of it. Another one of our friends just down the road got COVID, jabbed, and died. Massive heart attack. So, you know, when people say...
I'll tell you what, Vincent. I've just remembered something else. I listen to a lot of radio broadcasts, a lot of other radio broadcasts, and one guy that I listen to from time to time, I don't agree with everything that he says. I don't necessarily endorse his broadcast, but I listen to it to hear what he has to say, because sometimes he says some good thing, okay? His name is called Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne Allen Root got married last November, and he had a big wedding, because he's a rich guy. So he had a big wedding, and he invited about 90 of his best friends, and he lives in Las Vegas, and, you know, he made a lot of money doing gambling in Las Vegas, sports betting, and what happened, he had this big fancy wedding and invited all, you know, about 90 or 100 of his best friends and, you know, basically had a whale of a time. And he says just about every week on his broadcast, I think he has a daily broadcast, but he says this at least once a week, that of those 90 people, 36 are either very sick or dead. Sick, seriously injured, or dead. And he said he looked into that were at his wedding. And he said he looked into the history of every single one of these people that died. And he found out that every one of the people was either really seriously injured or dead that went to his wedding. Every one of them was jabbed. And all the ones that are still healthy did not receive the jab. Now, this is a guy who made his living on statistics. Because you can't be a good bookmaker unless you are a master of statistics. Okay? And analyzing what is the difference, like with horse racing. What horse does well on a soft track? What horse does well on a hard track? What, you know, did he have blinkers 10 races ago? Did he win in that race? Has he got blinkers now? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and all the rest of it. You notice things like that when you and that's how he made his living. That he's a wealthy man, and that's how he's made his millions of dollars of sports betting, being a bookmaker. And he noticed with his bookmaker's eye that every single one of his friends that was either dead or seriously injured that went to his wedding had received the jab. And I think that that is statistically extremely significant. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And I'm just not going to comment anymore. I'll get myself in trouble. All right, so we're going into our final break. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, no matter how you look at it, inflation is out of control. We said it was coming. We said hyperinflation was here. Went to buy some metal boxes, electrical octagon-shaped boxes. A couple of years ago, I bought 100 of them. They were 50 cents a piece. And shipped. So I bought 2 cases of 50 at 50 cents each, had them shipped in, and I used them to install lighting in our barn. I thought, you know, I wonder how much they are today. I looked at them on the internet. They're $4 a piece and more. From 50 cents to $4 plus. Typically like $5 and $6. I'm talking about a little open-sided electrical box for joining wires. Everything that you want to buy that is necessary has gone way up in price. Everything. Now, if you don't need it, it hasn't gone up as much as things that you do need. I'm talking about food, I'm talking about fuel, I'm talking about lubricants, greases, grease guns, everything you can think of has gone way up in price. Since when does a grease gun cost $50? Since when?
What?
Since Joe, that's when. So anyone who doesn't believe that... Oh, yeah. Sugar is in short supply. Right now, Kathy told me, she's absolutely right. It's hard to get sugar. Coffee's gone up. Meat has gone up. Everything that you need has gone up. Now, the things that you don't need really, you know, the luxuries, not so much. Because people have cut back. People are dumping their streaming video because they can't afford it. People aren't traveling as much because they can't afford it. Gasoline prices are coming down because there's more gasoline than usual in supply because people aren't using gasoline because they can't afford it. Electric bills in the UK are up 9 to 10x. People are going to die from freezing to death this winter in Europe. For sure. Gwyneth, any comments?
I mentioned that I listen to a lot of talk radio, and including call-in shows. And one call that I heard today on a particular talk call-in show was a fellow who owned a trucking company, and he had like one truck, independent trucker. Okay, he had one truck, and that was his trucking company, you know, and he didn't hire any other drivers or anything like that. And he said that his truck is off the road and he is not able to make a living because his truck broke down and it needed one part for this 18-wheeler. One part. One small, little, tiny, insignificant part. And he said he has been searching all over the United States for this one common part for an 18-wheeler, for a common type of 18-wheeler. And he said, do you think that he could find this part? No. He said, my truck is off the road. I have no income because I cannot find this one part, a common part for an 18-wheeler. And he's out of business. And this is how I'm hearing about this all over the place.
It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So yesterday, we were baling hay, and we noticed a leak from the reservoir for the brake master cylinder on a Deutz tractor. Deutz made around 1984. It's a German tractor. It's a commonly built tractor. There's a lot of them. We can't get the brake fluid reservoir that had a hole in it. Had a hole in it, and the previous owner put some JB Weld on it, on this plastic reservoir, and it leaked. No brakes. So we can't get the part for this thing. They don't make them. We have so what I decided to do was take a bottle of brake fluid. I'm going to take the cap as soon as the broadcast is over. I'm going to cut the cap because it's brake fluid resistant plastic. We bought some plastic JB Weld specifically for plastic and petrochemicals. And I'm going to put it all back together, and within 3 hours it should be cured and we'll be back in business. But what we're doing is we're repairing things that we used to, a couple of years ago, we'd never do that. We'd say, well, shoot, we're not going to fix that. It'll never hold. It's a hokey repair. We'll just get another one, a replacement. But you can't. You can't get parts. We have a 1941 hay wagon. The darn thing, the previous owner broke one of the tabs on the spindle of the axle hub. I can't get another part. I looked all over, all the antique supply houses. Nobody's got one. Well, it's common. It's a hay wagon that's been used for, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 years. Can't get one. Well, we had to learn how to weld cast iron. And it's almost impossible, but we figured out how to do it. That's where we're headed, class. No kidding. You're going to have to learn how to fix it. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to use it, whatever it is. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today. Look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.